What do you think about a particular story attracts you to it? Like, what is your sensibility when it comes to that?
I always look for characters. That's usually the first thing that I look for, is like a compelling character. That's like my first instinct, you know. Some stories will come out of like the project, you know, part of a story. But, you know, I like traditional narratives. I like there to be some sort of arc. I like, you know, good versus evil is always fun, or like solving, how do we solve this problem, or like looking for the thing that creates the tension, and ideally there's a compelling central character that you can build something around.
So who are some of those characters you found in New Orleans in the late 2000s, shall we say?
The first story I did for OZ was about Peter Spring, who, he had come down here from Oregon after Katrina with a truckload of pianos and just started giving them out to musicians, and then he stayed, and he had this nonprofit where he would gather up pianos, fix them up, and give them to musicians. And so I had put an ad on Craigslist saying, like, basically looking for a place to store my recording equipment, and he answered the ad and said, I have this warehouse. You can store your equipment here. You can live here if you want. I need help moving pianos. So that was my first story. It was about Peter. And in the first story I ever did that aired on NPR was actually about JT Nesbitt, who is here tonight.
JT?
Somewhere. Hello. We'll talk about him later. But JT was an interesting guy. He was at the time, he was building a car. He was taking a car that had been destroyed by Katrina and trying to get it to break a world land speed record at the Bonneville Salt Flats as sort of his revenge against Katrina. And so he was also a bartender at Flanagan's, where my friend worked. And my friend was like, hey, my buddy's screening his documentary at the One Eye Jacks. Let's go see it. And so that was one of those moments where you see this film on screen and you're like, oh, this guy's amazing and he lives down the street. I should go talk to him because I could probably make a good story out of it.
I think one of the things that sets David apart is a fearlessness about story and about character, and just saying, this is an amazing person, this is an amazing story. It doesn't have to necessarily be tied to the news, or it doesn't have to be structured in a way. I don't have to know the whole thing before I go into it. Like, it's just a sort of a gut instinct that you go on when you meet someone, they start talking, and as you just said to me, they start to spit gold.
Yeah.
So what do you do at that point? I mean, you don't always have your recording gear on you. Do you sort of develop a relationship? I mean, your interviewing style, is it formal? Where do you take things? You meet someone like JT, and then what happens?
I feel like there's a nice thing about being really green where you don't know what not to do. And so, I mean, there would be times when I would be talking with someone and they'd be like, oh, I just met this guy, he's really interesting. And then I would just bike over to his house with my gear and be like, yeah, can I interview you, you know? And so sometimes it was that, you know? But yeah, there are lots of times, I feel like more often now, where I come across really interesting stuff that doesn't fit into my job at Marketplace, and then you just have to figure out where it can go.
Right, you know? Right. So I think we've established you have a commitment to character, you have a commitment to kind of the extreme, you know, you're more interested in people who are doing something out there, not necessarily in describing or reporting on like the everyday run-of-the-mill experience, that type of thing. You're not trying to find the romance in regular life. You like this stuff at the edges.
Yeah, it's just a lot easier.
Well, yeah, it sticks out, right? I mean, yeah, squeaky wheel gets the grease, I guess.